Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jaya Radha Giridhari Radha Giridhari Radhe. Jaya Radha Damodar Radha Damodar Radhe. Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Prabhupad, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupad, Jaya. Jaya, Jaya, Gurudev, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Gurudev, Jaya. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivajaka Acharya Stotra Sat Srimati's Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. ISKCON Sansthapak Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Ridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Raja Bhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mathura Dwarka Dham Ki Jai. Maya Purnavdeep Dham Ki Jai. Purushottam Shetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Yamuna Mai Ki Jai. Tulasi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Bhagavad Dharma Ki Jai. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrind Ki Jai, Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasa Tato Jaya Mudirahe Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 3, titled Liberation from Illusory Energy, Text Number 3. 30. Material sense gratification, which is based on illicit sexual connections. Discussions about the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam and within this world. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asya Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. One should learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord by gathering with them to chant the glories of the Lord. This process is most purifying. As devotees thus develop their loving friendship, they feel mutual happiness and satisfaction. And by thus encouraging one another, they are able to give up material sense gratification, which is a cause of all suffering. Hare Krishna. I am sure you also would agree that you would have liked to continue Damodar Prabhu and Gauranga Prabhu speak. But then anyway, I am here. These are the uncertainties also of devotional life. We also have to accept it. So anyway, I am not a person who is very well organized, or I can prepare a class with a lot of, you know, shastric evidences and reciting. But anyway, with you all sitting here, I will not fear, because you all are my... I know you all, so there's confidence. So thank you very much for anyway coming here, all of you today, to large gathering. Thank you. So I seek your blessings. Oh, I didn't know Gaurang Prabhu is sitting here. I didn't see. So anyway, once we cannot resist from speaking about things which are going around. We may not be aware of it, but now it's a global communication is so, you know, easy. So what's already happening and what's going to happen, it's not something very nice, which I don't know, but in my own life I have never seen like this. I have seen wars and floods and earthquakes and even epidemics, and not a pandemic, to some extent, you know, but so besides a physical problem where, you know, people are getting diseased and there is fear of death, a lot of many things happening. There is disruption of families, there is anxiety, and what to speak about the financial loss, and so many things are happening, and it's going to become worse because it is so much a stressful thing. So in this, yesterday I got one message that India is going to produce the vaccine. So now the whole thing is focused on India. So the Western world is having a lot of faith that India only can do it, and it will be very cheap. So fine, one sense, we all are looking out for some solution, and I'm sure we all are also praying that when is it going to end? Let it end. But then one common question we hear many times, people ask that, you know, what is the role of spirituality here? You know, you people are all chanting, dancing, sitting here. How are you contributing? So I was just thinking about the vaccine. They said it's from India. Now here it is said all material sufferings will be mitigated just by coming together, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, of course from the right source. And what you will develop is something which is a big challenge nowadays. You will develop friendship. What to speak about satisfaction and happiness. The more the world is becoming very individualistic, you know. Everyone wants what is there for me. People are more interested in their right than their duty. And here in the purport it is said that you'll also give up all sense gratification. That means sense objects will not be very attractive. So this is what Sridhar Swami, Vishwanath Chakravarti, and Madhvacharya is bringing another dimension, that you should be also friendly with demigods. Of course, for sustainability, we depend on demigods. So they are our well-wishers. So be friendly with them. And here, Sridhar Swami brought one point about his envy and quarrel. So I heard someone saying that if you are just living, consider that itself as a great thing. Be very grateful that you are still living. Just to live. The most difficult thing is two people living together. What to speak about group coming and staying together. So living together is not an easy task. Yes, it is said that divorce rate is going to increase. Again, the cause is a lot of disruption in the... Because the things what you thought you are in control of, and things were going on the way you want, everything was, and suddenly it is disrupted, and you thought you, I can control it, bring it back to normal, but as the days are passing, you're losing hopes, nay. So in that, what is going to happen? The result is you start each other as person to be blamed. So coming back to that point, what happens if you think about Krishna here, you know, in this scenario? So unless we refer to wisdom, knowledge, Gita, one of the very common verse, the basic foundational verse, if common people are not educated about it, there will be no solution. And that is from the second chapter, which is Nashato Vidyate Bhavo, Na Bhavo Vidyate Sata, Ubhayor Api Dishtantas, Tvanayor Tatva Darshibhi. So this is our legacy. The people of wisdom, they have said that which is existing is temporary. How can it sustain? But there is something deeper. Unless you know that, there will be no solution to this problem. So the common question again, or we ourselves ask, what are our roots? So especially we realize what are our roots when these things happen. When our consciousness is caught up and absorbed in something material, and we know that material things are on a flickering platform, it is not stable, so you are going to get disturbed. So it's like a storm which comes and disturbs everything, and we pray, please let the storm stop. But we forget that along with the storm, there is a jewel of knowledge which also throws at us. If we are wise enough, we can pick it up. And that talks about what actually is our real roots. So how do you know what is our roots? If we are not developed our real roots, you will get disturbed. So we can analyze ourselves. To what degree are we disturbed? Of course, living here in Govardhan Eco Village itself, we are protected, so we may not know. But things what's happening outside, especially in the city life, it's very disturbing. Yeah? You can just gauge what's happening. So the degree we understand what is our roots and we have not developed it, and if we develop it deeper, the roots goes deeper and deeper and start deriving its nourishment from something deeper. Then when these type of storms come, they will not disturb us. So we can just analyze ourselves that to what degree I am disturbed. So I am disturbed means I have not developed my roots. So the roots go deeper, deeper. Then even if the storm comes, the tree may go this side, that side, but then again it comes back to it will not get uprooted because it is deeper. So this is the relevance in this context, what is happening around that here. This is a conversation between Maharaj Nimi and Navayogendras, and the title is Liberation from the Illusory Energy. So there are several questions and several answers, and one of them is here that you should come together and hear the glories, chant the glories, and that friendship, the power of that friendship, that relationship, it gives so much nourishment that you can stand up against any miseries of this world. I think this is something which we also can experience, that you know, when we are a big family, you know. Like I just remember when I was a child, like, and when we used to go to the village, and it's a big family, and you know, my uncle is there, my is there, he's there. He's, you feel so assured that anything happens to me, all these people are there. It's a relationship. You have no worries about it. But that thing which is disrupted can be brought back together just by keeping Krishna in the center and hearing his glories, especially his glories. I think this comes in that 24 gurus, one thing it up. It comes that why people like solitude. Now here is that case that young girl, someone comes to for a proposal, so she's alone. So she's alone, so she goes inside and she has been grinding. So her bangles are making, so thinks, oh, what they must be thinking. Oh, this would-be bride has to work on her own, they must be poor. So she just wanted to hide that, so she removed her bangles. Till two bangles were still, they were making noise. Then she removed one and one, so then it were not making noise. So one sense, yes, when you are alone, there is not much noise. So should we go into solitude? Prabhupada said that is insane. You cannot be like Haridas Thakur. What to speak about? Saubari Muni, he taught there is a lot of distraction here in this world. So much distraction that I will go deep underwater that there will be no disturbance. And we know what happened. So solitude, our own individual sadhana, thinking about our own purity, no doubt, we have to fight our own battle. But then the real strength comes when we are together. So that is Sangha, and that is what Sridhar Swami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they are saying that when you come together and keep this in the center. Of course, it is not that you come together and gossip. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj once in his class, he said, what do you think community is? Community is just coming together and sitting next to each other. He just went beyond that. Even if you're sitting next to each other and hearing class, that is not community. Community is to what degree have you developed care, concern, friendship for each other? How much you really care? How much you are concerned about others? So that is his standard of community. And then he added one statement. We are millions of light years away from that. So just to give us about some idea about, don't think we are millions of light years. So why especially here it is said about that coming together. So one of the common questions we hear when we are so much engaged in our services, there is no time. So Prabhupada said, management means to bring out interest in Krishna where there is no interest. This is management. For that is his way of, that's it. So I think that's a very appropriate verse. I'm sorry, I have to refer back again and again, but this is the verse which is from Srimad Bhagavatam. Again, this after these verses are, questions are asked, then Sukhdeva Goswami appreciates, and then he says, Dharma sanutista pumsam vishvakshena katasuya na utpadayet yati rathim shrama evahi kevalam. So association, no doubt, is needed, but in that association, what happens? If these subjects are not discussed, then there is not much. So this is what the translation of this verse, it says that the occupational activities, we all are engaged in some occupational activities, no one can remain without any activity. A man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. So this is one point to support our discussion today, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. Then to support our that why this is foolishness to be alone is, it is said that no man is an island. Man is a social animal. So now the more is the animalistic things which comes up than the real human part. So again, for that, without proper relationship, you cannot exist. So relationship where there is no proper roots, no proper higher cause known, so it's just question of time, it disrupts. So there is a paradox in this. There are a lot of paradox going on now in the pandemic also. No? There is one, someone said that, what about the economy? Should we protect the economy? If you protect the economy, many people are going to die. And if you protect the life of people, then the economy is going to crash. So who is going to take that decision? So there is a paradox here in our spiritual life also. That if you keep our goal as happiness, I want to be happy, then there is a paradox. That happiness is always, it is there, but it's gone. It'll never be there. But if you are endeavoring for something higher cause, then that happiness becomes a byproduct. So you run after happiness, you'll not get. But you commit yourself, dedicate yourself for something higher. In this case, of course, coming together and hearing Krishna's glories, the happiness is byproduct, what is said here in this verse. There is friendship, there is satisfaction. So why especially it is about Krishna? You know, because by nature our heart is, soul is meant only for Krishna. So when we attract Krishna's mercy, it is natural that the heart will be filled with that type of feeling which attracts each other. So in a group of people, if Krishna is not there, then it is very difficult to get attracted to each other. You can get attracted to, but it will be more of a physical or sensual, something which is only going to cause disappointment. But this type of attraction is long term. So this is again a, so it's not just gossip, it has to be Krishna. And the paradox is that you aim for higher cause, then happiness is a byproduct. So yesterday I heard these words, so I thought, why not mention these words? You should not be talking about anything other than Krishna. Now this, the origin of this is also something very, not something ordinary. You all know that Vedavyas was so much disappointed after writing volumes and volumes and volumes. And when Narada Muni came and said that, and he asked, please tell me what is my problem? Because you are all pervading, so you can diagnose my problem. You can go inside my mind and find out where it is. So Narada Muni said, you are not glorified. Krishna's glories, you are not glorified that. So he started arguing with him. No, no, I have done it there. I have done it here. In Puranas here. He said, you have not done it enough. So that time, Narada Muni says, which Balram Shakti Prabhu has told us to memorize this verse. Nayat vachas chitrapadam harer yasho jagat pavitram pragrinita karhi chit tad vayasam tirtam ushanti manasa nayatra hamsa niramantyu shikshaya. Those who have higher taste in life, they would not be interested actually. Ideally, that also we can assess ourselves. How much I am interested in hearing about mundane topics, relish. To that degree, vayasam tirtam. The crows are attracted to the garbage, and manasa, those who are spiritually absorbed people, they would always, like a hamsa, they would be in the. So again, to support our discussion, that how it is not vayasam tirtha, it is like hamsa, and hamsa is the one which can separate milk from water.
it sees everything very clearly. It has got the power. When living in this materialistic world, how can you be like an Amsa? So that the second paragraph comes in today's purport. How everything can be used in Krishna's service, that's what he said, right? The whole universe, everything can be, which includes all sense objects, everything. And if you use it properly, then you don't become attached. Otherwise, you become attached. Many times devotees, we say that yukta vairagya, you know, I'm using it for Krishna's service. I just remember once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he said in one yatra, he said, yes, technology is useful. It is meant to bring us out of illusion. That's what is it. Everything is meant to pull us out of illusion. Just like when you have loose motions because of milk, then milk product is given. So what is the cause? That cause is used for another purpose to come out of. So he gave another analogy. He said to remove a thorn, you use one more thorn. Then he made a very historical comment. Of course this is for, of course I'm not telling you, this is for people like me. He said that you go to remove one thorn, then you land up putting 2-3 thorns. So this is technology. You get attached to so many things, then it becomes a challenge. How do I come out of it? So much time is wasted. Same thing. So here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that how all the objects have to be used properly. If not, then you land up getting attached. So once it so happened, just to emphasize this point about Prabhupada in Vrindavan was on his just maybe few weeks before he left, in the middle of the night, he called his secretary. He said, go and call the pujari. Secretary was confused. Middle of the night, go and call the pujari. So the secretary had to first of all search for, where is the pujari sleeping? So he went and woke up the pujari. The pujari was completely bewildered. Middle of the night, Prabhupada wants to see you. So he became very fearful. Middle of the night calling. And Prabhupada, bedridden. So the pujari was happy to, oh, I'm going to see Prabhupada, and fearful, what is he going to, have I gone, had done something wrong? So he went, Prabhupada put his hand on his head, you know, you are very fortunate. You are very fortunate to be very close to Krishna. No one can be more fortunate than you. Deity worship is very important. Then he said, I don't know whether he said there, but he said that there are two vidhis, Pancharatrika vidhi and Bhagavat vidhi. If you don't hear Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, you will soon feel, what are these deities left behind by my guru? They are such a big burden. So this was just a warning. Prabhupada, that time he could. So how important it is to hear, relish, nourish, be satisfied, relationship, and then this continues. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, just like grains are meant for our physical body, he said the food is just like, you know, grains are meant for a physical body. So Krishna Katha is meant for our spiritual, how it nourishes. But the problem is that when you are very hungry, it is very natural that you will relish the food. Ayurveda also says that if you don't have hunger, then your digestion will not be proper. You may hear, now in this context it is that if we don't have the hunger or thirst to hear, we may hear still, but it will not be digested. Just like if there is no hunger, there is no digestion. So how do we develop the hunger? This will be a question. I want to be hungry. So he said that hunger and thirst are developed when we follow instructions very sincerely. All other instructions which are said, which you have followed, are basic sadhana. Then that thing will arise where we will, you know, where then we can sit in solitude and go on reading. Yes, Gaurang Guru. Lockdown. Because you follow, you have mercy, your taste. So then, otherwise I remember Damodar Prabhu, then I went to Udupi. Prabhu, now I have a lot of time, I have given up. I am going to Udupi. So I will read one chapter. He said, you should read one. I don't know what he said, not one chapter. He said, you should finish. I said, shocked. Even if I finished three pages, I realized, yes, I had time. I was thinking that I'll take one book, go away and I'll read, which I never could do it. Never happens. Please take it. Never happens. You have to be really very determined, or you have. So this type of taste to arise. So just to make it little light. So once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going in some village. So in his, I don't know exactly where, but I heard. So he heard someone reciting Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, the Supreme Lord, but in the form of a devotee. He is teaching us. He ran. And he started hearing. He started dancing. He started dancing. And he would stop. The person is stopped reciting. He said, start again. Again he'll dance. See, Damodar Prabhu is getting very happy. And it went on for 8 hours. I don't think any one of us ever even imagined that in Bhagavatam class we can dance. But of course we relish. We relish such wonderful speakers when they speak and they keep us absorbed, and after the class we are so, feels so nice. But dancing. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. So this is just to give us an idea about, yes, so solitude and this thing is something which is not. So if association is difficult. Of all the panchangas in Rupa Goswami, what he said, one of the most difficult. Which is the most difficult? Association of devotees. The most difficult is association of devotees. And same time here it is said that that's the only way you can nourish yourself. So obviously we don't take anything lightly. We are very fortunate, especially some or the other we are here. We can't even dream of. Premila is sitting here. I'm sure she will endorse what I'm saying. We had a chance before going to Udupi also, we could have thought about. But now when I think about Udupi, it's very scary. So my congratulations to all of you. I put all your efforts to set up what tonight a lot of sweat and blood has gone into this. And what we are experiencing is already established. So much. So this is during this lockdown period especially, you know. What you would have done, what you would have been. But here you are. So thank you very much, Gaurang. You and your team in the early days. So anyway, I'll add just few more things about some questions which are usually asked related to, which is very important for us. That What about hearing the katha online? Quite logical, you know, practical. So yes, but it makes a big difference. Coming together and sitting together in the midst of sincere devotees, like-minded, and hearing, and plus the place, the vibrations, it makes a big difference. So always it is advised that whenever you get a chance, we should come and hear. And I remember, I am memorizing Premlila. Premlila asked one question to Maharaj, related to Maharaj, we are very selective about who is the speaker. Then we decide whether I should attend or not. So he asked her, oh, you want to give class? We are eager to hear from you. So then she kept quiet. How many of you feel that you are all very eager to hear from Premlila? Say, Haribol. Haribol, Haribol. The point is, what he said is, if the speaker is bona fide, he is coming through proper parampara, he is speaking something very much from Shastra, then you should not think, because who is the speaker? If you think, that means you are thinking about your enjoyment, your pleasure. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is for our purification. It is not for our happiness. Happiness will be there. It is for Krishna's pleasure. So when Bhagavatam is heard like that, irrespective of who is the speaker, and prefer to come and hear when, then what is said in this purport is very much applicable to all of us about that friendship, satisfaction. So I'll conclude now with one point which is very appropriate today to speak. Today is Sita, right? So I'm not going to speak much about it. I will just see how much it is relevant. What do we learn from her? So her, obviously her chastity and loyalty. So when Ram said, this is for me, you have lived in a family with all opulence and silken bed and food and this and that and comforts and servants and all, you are not going to come with me. So she said, wherever you are, that place is spiritual world. And even if I stay in the palace, if you are not there, that's an hellish place. But then Ram didn't leave it. He still went ahead. You know what is forest like. He gave all the scary picture of forest. It's dark, it's cold, it is hot, you have to sleep on the floor, nothing to eat, whatever falls, there are reptiles, there are snakes, there are tigers, man-eaters, rakshasas. You don't know where you are going to be. You cannot. So she said that when my father did Kanyadan, he said that from today onwards, your life is only with your husband. In good times and bad times, you'll be always with him. So she put the argument on Ram strong. So you want my father to be a liar? So he smiled. Come with me. So why I'm speaking this is, I heard one lecture. Someone came and told this very senior advanced ISKCON leader. He said, Maharaj, you hear this class, you just hear this, amazing. So he heard it. 99% of the class was amazing. Then the 1% last line came. Eventually, the soul is meant to go and merge. This, all this Krishna and all, they are just a form in the mode of goodness. Finally, it is Brahman. said 99%. Last one line. Why? 99% is good. He said 99% may be good, but it is soaked. It is soaked with this consciousness of I am not different from that Supreme. So in this consciousness, whatever we hear, even if it is very inspiring, amazing, but it is contaminating your consciousness. And how it works? Only time tells. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned that Mayavad Bhashya Sunil. I'm not saying just Mayavad. There are a lot of discussions going on many other things about, you know, how to balance, how to this, because how to wider network, reach out, this. So there was some, oh yes, you can read, provided 80% you have read and 20%. But we should not forget that 20%, if you are not mature, if you are not very pure, there is a chance that there is a risk to your faith. You can get. This is just a warning. So on today, on this very special day, when we talk about loyalty, chastity, whatever, of course, one sense people like me are safe because whatever I heard is I heard only here. I didn't know anything, and I don't think I have any scope to go because I not finished. But people who are very well read and all, there is always a chance something more. Something more comes with risk. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying here that how do we nourish? So this Sridhar Swami, that's what happened in Chaitanya Leela once. Vallabhacharya, he brought that. I want to tell you something. I have written some, my translation I want to read. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not interested at all. I have written my own translation. So he said, one who is not loyal to his Swami is a very heavy word, he said, is a prostitute. So our loyalty to Prabhupada's legacy, what we heard, and coming together, and sense objects, which we already discussed, Maharaj is warning that you will end up putting more thorns there, getting more attached to things, very difficult. So just one thing, little humorous to end with, connected to what we just discussed. Once this question was asked to Jayadeva Maharaj. Maharaj, we see that all these Hollywood movies, even Bollywood movies, nowadays, of course, there is nothing. There is no script. There is no performance, acting, no one cares. But it's all special effects. Superman, this. And these movies are hit. People throng the theaters to go and see. So Maharaj, how is it that, you know, we have Krishna doing the same thing? Why people are not attracted to this? You know, we can speak about, you know, Trinavartha and this and that and so many things. Want to know what he said? He said, a wife should be chaste. But if by some reason she is with her paramour, she is with her lover, she has her husband. This is Jayadeva Maharaj. Don't say that. If she is with her paramour, the last thing she wants to hear is about her husband. So this way we all have given up our real Swami, and we as Prakriti, our real Swami is Krishna, and we are trying to enjoy what is not. So that is why there is no attraction. So to summarize, this is what was our class on this verse from 11th canto, that how do we develop this relationship, which is one of the biggest challenge. I'm telling you honestly, it is not an easy task. I told once, I think I had gone to Maharaj once, and he asked that, tell me, who's your friend? really took time. Directly asked. So I realized that means to develop relationship is not an easy thing. Where you can go and open your heart and speak. But that can easily happen when devotees come together and hear. So I'll read the translation again and I'll stop. One should learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord by gathering with them to chant glories of the Lord. This process is most purifying. As devotees thus develop their loving friendship, they feel mutual happiness and satisfaction, and by thus encouraging one another, they are able to give up material sense gratification, which is the cause of all suffering. So we have the vaccine here, we have the medicine here, but then material suffering can be mitigated, but then anyway, this element of faith. But then one line says that here is and carry out the mission on earth. Therefore, one who wants to be free from the harassment of Maya in the form of sense gratification must constantly associate with pure devotees of the Lord who have no engagement other than chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord and carry out his mission on earth. So the mission remains same, but then the mission can be effective only when if we are pure. So one last thing, Maharaj was asked, Maharaj, when we sometimes preach others and say that take shelter of the holy name. So, but when I look deep inside, I said, I don't have so much faith in the holy name. But I say that you take shelter. So you'll be surprised to hear what answer I. He said, if you don't have faith, develop faith. And if you don't develop faith, it's a crime. Hare Krishna. So, if I develop don't faith, I'm a criminal. Gaurang Prabhu, I exceeded my, I don't know, still you have time. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your inspiration. You and all others who are here. We are very blessed because you prepare so nicely. Asking, is there any questions? Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much.